Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning for thanksgiving for everything that you have done for us. Thank you for opportunity can come close to you to understand your plan and then to get your superpower so that when we live in this world, we can glorify your name. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I want to share about prayer and the coming of Holy Spirit. As we know that after Jesus ascended to the heaven, and then 10 days after that, the Holy Spirit came down. So if we see the church calendar, we will celebrate Pentecostal Day on this Sunday. Of course, some of you may don't know about this, but if you come from a Presbyterian or traditional church, then every year you know the church calendar. For example, Easter Day, Ascension Day, and then the coming of Holy Spirit. Usually in traditional church or Pentecostal church, during this 10 days, they have special 10 days prayer meeting. But of course, we also have 10 days. We have more than 10 days, 365 days, because we have a prayer meeting every day. So whenever I see the situation like this, I'm thinking and pray, oh yeah, it's good for us to know the relation between prayer and the coming of Holy Spirit. Let us open our Bible. First of all, we see from the book of Acts, we will read several verses. The first one, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. This is what Jesus said to the disciple. Jesus said, you will have power when the Holy Spirit come upon you. Verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. Do you know how long a Sabbath day journey? When I read, this is the first time, I thought the Sabbath day journey meant a week of journey. But a Sabbath day journey means you may walk, but not more than 15 minutes. So a Sabbath day journey means walking not more than 15 minutes. Because according Jewish tradition, on Sabbath day, you may not do anything. Even for walk, you need to know that you may not walk too long. So I believe at that day, all fitness center is closed. Because it's fitness center open, people running exercise more than 1 hour, that means you against 10 commandments. So they have rule a Sabbath day means 15 minutes. I walk from my house to here 20 minutes. That means on Sabbath day I may not do it. So they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet. And then at verse 14, they all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Now, brothers and sisters, what I want to share is Jesus ascended to heaven. And then 10 days after, the Holy Spirit come down. Have you ever think why they need to wait for 10 days? Is it a problem if they don't need to wait for 10 days? For example, directly after Jesus go to heaven and then the Holy Spirit come down. Why they need to wait for 10 days? I give you two reasons. First reason, for the context of that moment, 10 days after Jesus returned to the heaven, Jewish people have a big celebration. It's called Pentecost. Let me explain it to you, the difference between Jewish Pentecost with New Testament Pentecost. Jewish Pentecost is a day that celebrate first harvest after they go out from Egypt. As you know, when they go out from Egypt, they start to plant something. And then after that, after 50 days, they have first harvest. That's why Pentecost at that day is a celebration of Thanksgiving days. But for New Testament church, 50 days or 10 days after Jesus returned to the heaven, we celebrate Pentecost in new sense. New sense we call the coming of Holy Spirit. That's why we see from chapter 2, verse 5. And they were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. From every nation under heaven. So at that day, Pentecost day, Jews around the world returned to Jerusalem. So why the Holy Spirit come after 10 days? If we see this context, that means God want to make a matching between the coming of Holy Spirit with the Jews from every nation. So, thanks God. God has marketing sense. Yeah? Marketing sense. When people come to Jerusalem, then he poured the Holy Spirit. And then after that, Jews people receive Holy Spirit, they believe Jesus Christ, and they bring the gospel around the world. That's why we can see that Christian not only come from a Catholic church, as we know that a Catholic church come from Roman church, Catholic church, and then split to Catholic and then Protestant. Protestant split and then become Protestant A, B, C, D, and Charismatic. This is another group of Christian. That's why when we visit like Middle East, we can see Syrian Orthodox or Egypt Orthodox and other people. How can they know? How can they believe Jesus Christ? They believe Jesus Christ from this point. Jews come from all the world. And then after they believe, they receive Christ, and then they go to around the world. This is a small amount, but they bring the gospel to the hometown. So the reason God wait for 10 days before he sent the Holy Spirit, because God wait for this moment. This is first reason. A second reason, when I read this verse, I think more deeply, oh, I see another reason. That's, I say, a spiritual reason. We go back to verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem for the mount called Olivet. And then verse 14 say, this all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication. I see there is a close connection between the coming of Holy Spirit with the word of prayer. God wants a disciple pray before they receive the Holy Spirit. Why God asks them to pray? First, the Holy Spirit is the God. The Holy Spirit is the power. When we pray for His coming, then we need to understand the plan of God. Or I can say, when we pray for His coming, then we need to understand why God sent the Holy Spirit. If we see the situation of the disciple after resurrection, then I can say that they don't know God's plan. They don't know God's plan. That's why if you do a deep Bible study, you can see after the resurrection of Jesus, what the disciples done. Peter returned to his old job. He bring his friend and then they catch fish. As you know that God already called Peter, I will change you, not as a fisher, but as a fisher of men. But Peter returned to his old job. And then another reason, when Jesus rise from the dead, disciple, they do not walk to Jerusalem, but they live to Jerusalem. There are a lot of story from the gospel. You can see that the disciple doesn't know God's plan. That's why we see Acts chapter 1 verse 3. To whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proof, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So, after Jesus rise from the dead, Jesus talked to the disciple about the kingdom of God. Jesus want to change their mindset about the kingdom of God. Jesus want to tell them the plan of God. Jesus want to tell them why the Holy Spirit come upon them. Now, in this kind of situation, they need to pray. When they pray, they put off their understanding and then they take on God's understanding by praying. Why they need to pray for 10 days in order to put off their understanding about God's plan? They need to put on God's understanding about the perfect plan. Praying change our mindset. That's why we as a believer, if we want to know and to have the power of Holy Spirit, first of all, we need to change our mindset. Otherwise, we never get the power of Holy Spirit. If you read another verse from the book of Acts, you can know that after Peter have the power of Holy Spirit, Peter can catch out demon, heal someone who has sick. And then after that, another person called Simon. Simon see what has Peter done. And then Simon talked to the Peter. Peter, can you sell it to me, your power? So Simon don't have God understanding about the power of Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, one more time, I will let you know. Seriously, if you want to have the power of Holy Spirit, first of all, you need to change your mindset. That's the first reason. Second reason. Ten days for prayer. And then in verse 14, we see that with one accord in prayer and supplication, one accord in prayer, also one accord in fellowship. Now, I try to find a simple word to explain this one. David, can you borrow to me your drinking bottle? So, for example, this is Holy Spirit, and this is our heart. If I pour this one, this cup enough for this one? Not enough. So I need a few cup. This is for David. This is for Bonnie. This is for other sister. Yeah. You get small part of Holy Spirit, not the whole part of Holy Spirit. Now, after you receive small part of Holy Spirit, then what we want to do, your part, and my part must combine together. In this situation, God wants to tell us that the work of Holy Spirit is a global word in the sense of God's plan. But He also does it to every person. Every believer needs to be united in order to see the complete power of Holy Spirit. But the problem is human tendency selfish. I have this kind of ego. You have this kind of ego. God doesn't want we have this kind of ego. That's why God warned you and me pray for unity before we receive Holy Spirit. That's the second reason. Why I say like this, if you read the whole chapter of the gospel, you can see that 12 disciples, they have their own ego. They want to be number one. You can imagine, if every believer in this room want to be number one, what happened with the work of God? All will be failed. You receive Holy Spirit, I receive Holy Spirit, but at the end, God is number one. You and me just an instrument in order to show the power of Holy Spirit in this world. Why God asked them to pray? So that they have unity heart one and another. That's the second reason. The third reason why they need to pray for 10 days. 10 days means to prepare their heart to receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is holy, but human heart is not holy. Many people come in big revival. When the preacher come, who want to receive Holy Spirit? Everybody come out and they want to receive Holy Spirit. But let me tell you, the Holy Spirit automatically live and make a big power in your heart when your heart ready for Him. When your heart ready for Him. The Holy Spirit is holy, but human heart is unholy. That's why they need to pray for 10 days to prepare their heart to receive Holy Spirit. If you live in holy style of living, automatically the power of Holy Spirit come upon you. So, brothers and sisters, why the disciple need to pray for 10 days? Because they receive the Holy Spirit, number one, in order to understand God's plan. Number two, in order to have the heart of unity among other believers. Number three, in order to prepare their heart pure and holy before the Holy Spirit come upon them. And we see, when the Bible talk about the Holy Spirit as the power, the word of the power is dunamis. I like to see Pastor Sam email. Dunamis_SS. Dunamis mean power. From the word dunamis, we know another word we call dynamite. Dynamite is a kind of bomb. But I can let you know that dunamis more than dynamite, because the power of Holy Spirit is unlimited power. After the disciple receive this kind of power, you can read from the book of Acts, start from chapter 2 till the end of the chapter, how powerful the work of Holy Spirit. And good news for us, you and me has opportunity to have this kind of power. Number one, if you understand God's plan. Number two, if we work unity. Number three, if you prepare your heart to receive the power of Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. I like to hear the song, Come Holy Spirit. Yeah, of course. Everybody need to pray, Come, O Holy Spirit. We invite Holy Spirit. He is ready for you, brothers and sisters. One more time. He is ready for you. But the problem is, are you ready for Him? Let's check our heart, our mind. Are we ready for Holy Spirit this morning? He is ready for you, brothers and sisters. Are you ready for Him? People who hunger for the Holy Spirit is a person who is ready for Holy Spirit. When I'm ready for Holy Spirit, when I understand God's plan in my life and for the world, when I want to live unity with other brothers and sisters, and the third point, when I prepare my heart as a beautiful and clean place for the Holy Spirit.
Come Holy Spirit.
When we sing this song, I invite all of you come and we make one cycle to show our unity. Let's come on.
Fill me with your power. Satisfy my needs. Come, Holy Spirit.
We use this song as our prayer this morning.
Holy Spirit. Full of fresh.
Let's make one cycle. Let's be whole.
And fill me with your power. Satisfy my needs. And only you can make me whole, to give me strength, to make me grow. And come, Holy Spirit, fall afresh on me. And only you can make me whole, to give me strength, to make me grow. Come, Holy Spirit, fall afresh on me. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, your Spirit on me. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, your Spirit on me. Pour it out. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, your Spirit on me. Come pour it out. Pour it out, Lord. Oh, pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, your Spirit on me. Pour it out. And pour it out, Lord. And pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, your Spirit on me. And come, Holy Spirit, fall afresh on me. Fill me with your power. Satisfy my needs. And only you can make me whole. Give me strength to make me grow. Come, Holy Spirit, fall afresh on me.